You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's National Assessment Program for Literacy and Numeracy in Schools, more easily known as NAPLAN, has begun for 2022, with a milestone move to be done only online. NAPLAN is a series of nationally standardised tests in which students in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 are assessed on their literacy and numeracy skills. Paul Martin is the CEO of the New South Wales Education Standards Authority.
What NAPLAN does is allows teachers, schools and parents to get a sense of where children and young people are up to in relation to their learning in reading, the conventions of language, writing and numeracy. So what it does is as a teacher can see where the whole cohort of students is going, what they may or may not need to concentrate on. Parents see where their children are in relation to state averages, and everybody gets a much more deep understanding of where students, how students are going.
Yet some remain cynical of what the testing regime actually achieves. Former South Australian English teacher Jackie Sergeant believes the system is inherently skewed to those who can afford more tailored education.
It's like comparing apples and oranges to compare different schools, because you've got kids who are from especially low socioeconomic backgrounds compared against very well-off schools. And naturally, the low socioeconomic kids are going to be much worse. Plus, you've got kids who are from non-English speaking backgrounds or Aboriginal kids. They just, you know, you can't compare them.
From 2023, NAPLAN will be conducted earlier in the year, in March rather than May, which will allow teachers and schools to access results earlier in the academic year. Testing will also now be permanently online. Paul Martin says moving the testing regime to screens has multiple benefits.
NAPLAN online is of great benefit to students because, of course, they're used to doing much of their work online these days. It allows us to have the work much more quickly. It allows quicker marking. And, of course, it gives us the opportunity to have more interesting test items.
But Queensland Teachers Union President Cresta Richardson thinks differently.
Moving NAPLAN online, changing dates, those things don't fundamentally change the essential failure of NAPLAN and its value to education. We know it robs teachers of time to teach, it wastes student time, and it actually doesn't really help in any key indicators to improve education on a daily basis for students in our schools.
Professor Jim Tognolini is the director of the Educational Measurement and Assessment Hub at the University of Sydney. He was also involved in the design of the original NAPLAN test. He believes the test is now being used in ways for which it wasn't designed, causing unintentional consequences for both teaching and learning.
It was never designed by school systems to set targets and hold schools accountable. It wasn't designed for that. And it's an inappropriate use. It wasn't designed by the media for the media to rank order schools. That was never one of its purposes. But it's there.
Professor Tognolini adds that some schools are now teaching students how to do well specifically in NAPLAN, making it a high-stakes test across the country.
It put significant pressure on students to perform. The parents worry about it because this is the test. But it was never designed as the test. It was designed as one more piece of information which, taken at a particular time, says how the student is at a particular instant. But it's not safe. How they're going. It's only 32 items across 2 years of work. It's not going to have a lot of information in there.
But Paul Martin from the New South Wales Education Authority says the tests should not cause students any undue stress.
It really shouldn't be an issue for children or the young people to feel that they're not doing well enough or to feel any pressure. This is really about making sure that our education system looks after them.
But former teacher Miss Sergeant says the system is failing to do that.
I don't think it is improving the standard of literacy and numeracy in the country. The results are showing that the standard is consistently going down. So it doesn't. If it was there to help improve literacy and numeracy, it's not working.
Ms Richardson from the Queensland Education Union believes there are better ways to test students' abilities.
The changes that could be made might be things like sample testing, or even a test that's not designed by big business, that's actually designed by teachers for teachers to support the youth in classrooms, is what could occur. And our teachers are actually experts at assessing kids anyway. So, you know, using what is currently there and figuring out how that can be used at a systems level is really important.
NAPLAN testing ends on May 20th. Brooke Young, SBS News.